He says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so much so, he says, that I can even move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. We folks cannot disconnect what we say we believe from how we live.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is part two of Dr. Randy's three-part teaching series entitled Intentional Faith. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. We're going to jump right into it. We got a full program ahead for you. Coming up a little bit later, we have callers standing by, Rick and Melanie and Scott, who want to join us, and we'd love to hear your comments as well on our storyline. Call us at 888-888-1717. And so I'm going to take you over to our teaching studio in just a moment, where I record with my staff and visitors all the teaching that we share on the air and with my staff and others. And we'd love to have you be a part of it. And I'll tell you how you can receive this series on intentional faith, which, by the way, of all the topics that we talk about, all the practical issues, there's nothing more practical than growing in our faith and really being intentional with our faith. So I hope you're enjoying it. And as I mentioned, I'll tell you how you can receive this in just a few minutes. Right now, let's go over to our teaching studio where I recorded this session, part two on intentional faith. Is there enough evidence of how we live our lives that would give evidence that we are different? Now, that's a troubling question. I wrestle with that one because we have become, as a Christian community, so indoctrinated into our culture. We become such a part of our culture. I wonder at times if people around us even know that we're different. Do they know that there's something different about our lives that would be evidence of the fact that we have a saving faith in our life? And I think that's what we're hearing and learning about the power of an intentional faith. Secondly, an intentional faith gives us an opportunity to fulfill our purpose. An intentional faith is an active faith. See, it's a faith that allows us to be active in how we choose to live our lives. God is not going to force us to be intentional in how we live out our faith. See, it's a decision we make. In practical terms, I believe that an intentional faith shows up at those moments where I have enough faith in God that says, today I choose not to yell at my kids. Let's get really practical. Moms, listen, that's having faith. I have faith that God's going to allow me to make it through this day, and I'm going to trust Him for this. And I'm not going to yell at my kids. That is evidence. That's a piece of evidence of the saving faith in your life. Evidence of your saving faith is how you choose to spend your money. Saying, I choose to be intentional in tithing. I choose to be intentional in helping those in need. I choose to provide for my family. I choose to pay all my taxes and do it with integrity to the best of my ability. I choose to use the resources that come through my life in a way that will honor Christ and glorify Him. That is an intentional faith, because that's really trusting God, right? That's evidence of a saving faith. And of course, we see this true in how we treat our bodies, how we treat our work, how we treat our relationships, everything in our life. A third thing about an intentional faith is it brings peace and hope and reason to life. One of the reasons I believe, and personally why I'm so passionate about our intentional living message, is I have discovered in my own life, to the extent that I choose to be intentional in how I think biblically, how I choose to respond biblically, how I choose to allow my emotions to operate biblically, there's a correlation between that and the kind of peace that I feel in my life. It's not that living intentionally hurts me, it helps me. See? This isn't like, hey, come over here and be intentional. It's going to be painful. It's going to be bad. You're going to really not like it. But living intentionally is something that brings peace, brings joy, it brings harmony in our life. Fifth, a saving faith is God's way of saying intentionally, I love you. An intentional faith is me intentionally saying back to God, I love you. You see the difference? God's saving faith that he gives to us is his love gift to us. By grace, right? It's his grace for us, his mercy for us. And in response to that, my intentional faith is saying, I'm going to be intentional in loving you back, God, through all of the interactions I have in my life, through all these practical things that I do every day, how I choose to live my life and take care of my body and spend my money and treat other people. I choose to do that to bring glory to you. See, ultimately, that's the goal of everything that we do. Sixth thing, a saving faith looks at eternity. It looks down the road. You and I have been saved for all of eternity. If by faith we've been saved, it's for eternity, right? It's tomorrow. The saving faith is what we rest on, the hope of glory. It's the hope of eternity, where an intentional faith is for today. We live today. It's how we live today. And there's the difference between this saving faith and this intentional faith. An eighth point is, and a saving faith provides security. You know, we have a sense of security in our relationship with Christ, where an intentional faith provides happiness and meaning in our life. And so as we think about these two things, this saving faith that we have, that God has given us, and frankly, not everybody has that. You know, there are people today who don't have faith enough to accept Christ. That's a sad thing. You ever talk to people? You just see the blank stare. The hearts have not been quickened. They've not been drawn. And depending on your theology, they've not been elected. But we sit here today, our hearts have been sensitive. Our faith has grown. We've been drawn into a relationship with Christ. We're his children. And then the question is, how do we live our lives? How is it that we choose to live our lives? So I got thinking about this. You got the saving faith, which is Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. You have an intentional faith, which we read in James 2. We see it throughout Scripture in different places where it's about how we live our lives to be intentional in our walk with Christ. And then I was thinking about a passage in 1 Corinthians. If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Corinthians 13. We all know this love chapter.
This is Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. Dr. Randy presents the next part of his teaching series in just a moment. Today's teaching is just part of a larger study provided to help you live an intentional life in Christ. Find out more about the entire study and how you can get a copy for yourself by going to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press option 4.
There's not a more unlikely hero in biblical history than Mordecai.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Rod Robinson, your intentional stewardship coach.
Here was a man who didn't have anything, not even a country. He was a humble Jew living in exile under the Babylonians. He did one thing, though, that changed everything. He adopted his orphaned cousin Esther, and through a series of miracles orchestrated by God, Esther became a member of the royal family, a position which enabled her to save the Jewish people from destruction. When Mordecai adopted Esther, he didn't know what lay ahead, but he raised her as his own, loved her, and his faithfulness established an eternal legacy. Maybe you, like Mordecai, are just the person God wants to change the life of a child through adoption. Investing in others, it's the greatest act of radical stewardship.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
High-stake relationships, you got them. Now what do you do? Dr. Randy's here to help you be intentional with those relationships that matter the most. Today's teaching is both biblical and practical and is going to help you be intentional with your high-stake relationships. The complete teaching is on CD and is yours with our thanks for your gift of any amount to the ministry. And if you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, you'll receive this teaching plus two more, one for blended families, one for single parents, and a bonus teaching. That's four practical full-length teachings on four CDs when you become a member. And being a member, you'll be receiving coaching CDs from Dr. Randy every month. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call 1-888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option number 4.
Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy in the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center.
So I got thinking about this. You got the saving faith, which is Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. You have an intentional faith, which we read in James 2. We see it throughout Scripture in different places where it's about how we live our lives to be intentional in our walk with Christ. And then I was thinking about a passage in 1 Corinthians. If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Corinthians 13. We all know this love chapter. There's a tension point, I think, in our teaching with intentional living that we always have to watch for. And it's this dichotomy between works, see, and saving faith. It's this dichotomy. We just work, you know, we got to watch that. And there's always tension. People will sometimes say that when they talk to me about intentional living, they wrestle with that. We all do in our lives, don't we? Because there's been periods of time in history where there was everything was about works and it was all about doing things. And then there's periods of time it's all grace and it's not how you can do it. And frankly, we're moving into that now. Just whatever. You just live wherever you want. God's grace is going to take care of it. See? And these two things are not mutually exclusive. They come together, saving grace and faith and an intentional faith. But listen to what Paul, the same Paul, right, that wrote the book of Ephesians. He writes it in this love chapter, an interesting thing, starting with verse 1. He says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, are you with me now? So much so, he says, that I can even move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing." And as I read that, I wrote down on my paper here, I said, it's true that faith without works is dead. That's true, right? That's in the Bible. That's true. It's even more true that faith with works without love is empty. And Paul is telling us here in this whole thing about this thing of what we call intentional living, which is the faith part of living intentionally. If we do this without love, it means nothing. And to me, that really opens up the whole doorway of what our mission and ministry is about. And as we go through this new year, as we try to make decisions about being intentional with our kids and setting goals for our business and setting maybe objectives and a vision that we want for our health or our finances, if we do these things simply as activities without a sense of love, it's empty. It's not just how many doors we knock on. It's not just how many times we speak on the radio about the truth. Do we do what we do with the love of God in our lives? Because Paul says you can have saving faith, you can have, in my term, intentional faith, but you don't have love, it's like a big clanging cymbal. Just empty. So as I look at our ministry, folks, and I say this to those who are supporting the ministry, God bless you. Thank you for standing with us in support. We do this because ultimately we want people to experience the saving faith in Jesus Christ that's translated into an intentional faith that plays out in how we live our lives every day with our kids and our spouses and with our work and all of these things, but that we do it out of love. Ultimately. Do you agree with that? Because really, that is what the Apostle Paul is telling us. And we're going to continue to share this truth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. We're also going to share the truth that we read in 1 John 3:16, where the same John tells us that if we have that kind of salvation, it should be played out in how we live our lives every day. We folks cannot disconnect what we say we believe from how we live. And it's not about works and perfection. It's about internal looking into our own lives and saying when I go to bed at night, is there enough evidence in my life today of how I'm treating the people around me and the things in my life? Is there enough evidence in my life that would convict me of being a Christian? That's really the question. And the intentional living message is one of encouraging people. And I say this to our team here as a staff. I say this To those of you who support this ministry as you're living out your life and, like us, trying to live it in a way that honors Christ and being intentional, is that every day I would pray that as we come to this place, we would come with our hearts filled with a lot of love for each other. I know we rub up against each other sometimes in the wrong way, and that's just part of the human condition, right? That we'd come here with an attitude that says, hey, because of the love of Christ, because of the saving faith that transformed my life, I can choose to have an intentional faith and live intentionally every day. Now, I want to just very quickly share with you and to get really practical with you, okay, in terms of how do we turn or transition this saving faith into an intentional living faith. You with me? This is an intentional living message here. So let me just go through these with you very quickly, because this is the core of what intentional living really teaches. All right, we're live back in our Intentional Living studios. Kind of leaving you hanging there because we're going to get into these practical points on our final part of this series next time on intentional faith. As I've shared with you, there's nothing more important in the five essential areas of life than our faith. And what's sad is too many of us consider it to be of little importance, and certainly the world does. But boy, as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, this should be a high priority. So we'll have part three, the practical part of this, coming up next time. Today, by the way, with your gift to the ministry of intentional living of any amount, you know, I'd love to say thanks by sending you on CD all three parts of Intentional Faith. And if you click the monthly membership button when you're there, you'll receive this teaching plus all of my high-stake relationship lessons on blended families and single parents. And by the way, if you're already a member, you receive all these teachings automatically. That's the beauty of membership and a way of just automatically receiving this as a way of saying thanks. To find out more, go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call 888-888-1717. And by the way, when you're at the website, the information on the Thrive Conference, we'll talk more about that in a moment with a spot, but the Thrive Conference for Families and Business is coming up October the 26th in Phoenix and worldwide on that same date online. And if you haven't registered yet, go check it out. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic day. Again, go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Your family, your faith, your future, your finances. These are four pillars of a successful family business, and you cannot afford to lose even one of those critical supports. Intentional Living invites you to the Thrive Conference for Families in Business at Grand Canyon University Arena, Phoenix. Thrive is October 26th, and early registration is recommended to ensure a place for you and your family. Thrive speakers will include Jerry Colangelo, legendary sports executive and former owner of the Phoenix Suns. Dr. Kevin Lehman will share how to make family business relationships work for success. And our own Dr. Randy Carlson will help you learn how to apply intentional living principles to your family business. For couples in business, siblings in business, or anyone interested in family business, Thrive is one full day, October 26th. Early bird registration discounts available at familybusinessconference.com. That's familybusinessconference.com.
Hi, my name's Karen, and my intention is to lose some more weight. But ever since I quit watching TV, I lost 55 pounds. So that's helped me lose a lot of weight because I know TV is a cue for eating.
Hi, my name is Smith, and I'm a college student at UT. And I'm calling for college students at UT who are intentionally sharing the gospel with classmates and being intentional to live in the community that they've been placed in and to share Christ wherever He has them.
Hi, I'm speaking to Sean, a 21-year-old South African. You guys helped me to live intentionally. It's been helping me through very tough times with my day-to-day basics and all that.
Hi, I just wanted to share my intentional living in the workplace. Every morning, I get to work a half hour early. I open up the office. I get all lights turned on, computers turned on, just whatever. So that when my boss walks in, everything's up and running. All she has to do is come in and start right up.
Yes, I wanted to let you know what I've been intentional on. It is in finances. And while not yet where I want to be, I am much better than what I used to be. And I thank you for the intentional life.
Wow. Thank you, Steve, for putting that together. I mean, hearing some of these calls that you all are sharing, what an encouragement that we know that this message of living intentionally is making a difference, from food to college, to South Africa, to the workplace, to finance, all areas of life. And we'd love to hear your story as well. Tell us about it. All right. We've been talking about intentional faith today, and Rick is on the line in Midland, Michigan. Hey, Rick.
Hello.
Welcome to the program today, my friend. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you. You know, my wife and I have always been very active and involved in our church, and one of the things that we always wanted to do is our children would show them practical ways to exercise faith. And so, you know, one of the ways that we did that is as they were growing up, we kept them involved, if you would, or in tune with our finances, never to the point where if the finances were bad, they were worried about them, but yet that they knew where our finances were. And then through that, we showed them that through our obedience of tithing to God, He was always faithful to take care of our needs. You know, there were times that, you know, it was like the last hour, as they say. But God would always come through. He would always take care of our needs, and to this day, He still does. And I just thank the Lord that that carried on into our kids' lives, and they are seeing that now exercised in their lives.
Fantastic. Well, you are getting really practical, and when we can teach our kids about finances, we consider that to be one of the five essential areas of life. When we travel and teach, we always focus on five essential areas, faith being number one, foundational, but finance is always one of those. And the Bible says so much, and where our treasure is, there's our heart, teaching our children about God's treasures, ultimately our learning that we don't own anything. Talking faith today in terms of growing faith, and it comes down to making a decision to grow faith. That's the intentional act. And then we challenge people to pick one thing, to think about one thing for 30 days. Maybe you want to pick more than one thing. That's fantastic. But I find if we do too many things, sometimes we get distracted and give up. But if we can make a commitment to one thing for 30 days, what would it be? Or what are you doing that makes a difference? Let's go to Melanie in Florida. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
Okay, talking faith today. What is it that you're doing to grow your faith?
Well, for the next month, I am brushing up on my skills of helping others increase their faith by going back through my Experiencing God workbook that I did years and years ago, just so that I can be more available to help the young women in our church that are new to faith in Jesus, to just be a cheerleader and an encourager to them.
Good for you.
Just really want to be an encourager to younger women that are struggling in their situation to know who they are in Jesus Christ.
Right. You know, it's interesting when you read motivational books or self-help books, the ones that are well-written and researched will always tell you when you learn something, you know, repeat it often, have mantras, as they say, things that you can repeat, because we know that influences our mind. We know the research, that's clear. As for Christians, when we're commanded to meditate upon things that are right and pure and admirable and praiseworthy, as the Scripture says, when we memorize Scripture, that too changes our hearts, changes our mind. So doing it and being intentional about it is something that clearly can make a difference in your life. So good for you. Well, let us know how the 30 days turns out for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's move up to Georgia. Scott, welcome.
How you doing?
Good, my friend. One thing for faith for you, what is it?
Oh, it's like I told Steve, it's not the one thing that I'm doing. It's the one thing that God has done.
Tell me about it.
On the 3rd of July of last year, I was diagnosed with bone marrow cancer. And on a prayer circle 4 days later at church with everybody praying about me, praying over me, God put his hand on my shoulder and told me that I was going to be okay. And as of the 23rd of October, the doctors released me. They can't find it.
Good
and
for you.
This was supposed to be something that was incurable, irreversible, and there was nothing they could do for me but give me chemo and, you know, extend my life however it would have been having to deal with that. And God took it away from me. The doctors have released me. I have one more follow-up 6 months from now, and basically about all it took for me is he tells you he's going to do something and he doesn't. And all we have to do is just, like Jesus said, don't be afraid, just believe.
You know, there are times in life when things are so mystical and beyond explanation, beyond anything that's human, anything that can be measured or tested, that the only thing we can do is pause at those moments and say, God, it's got to be you. It certainly isn't us.
Today I am living intentionally by having a plan, getting up, getting dressed, getting out of the house, and just go and participating in my life, yes, but getting things done, having a list and checking things off the list. That's it. That's all. Thank you, and God bless.
That's a great start. Get a list and then get her done. You know, here's the big thing. You want to get a little deeper in this thing of living intentionally, because you got the back half of this right. Get the list and get it done. Just make sure you get the right things on the list. You get the right things on the list, you're off to a great start. So that's good. Hey, listen, this has been part two on this series of intentional faith. Part three, where I get into the real core of intentional living, we'll wrap it up next time. I hope you'll be here. But again, a reminder that you can receive this entire three-part teaching on CD. It's our gift to those who will share a gift to help us with the ministry. And by the way, many of you are calling or going online and clicking the button not only to share a gift to receive this, but become a monthly member with all of the ongoing regular teaching from Intentional Living to you on an automatic basis to say thank you. And it's also helping us fulfill the mission that God's given us to be on the radio. We got satellite expense and staff and production and all the things that go into this, plus our conferences and so on. Thank you for being a part of this mission, and we appreciate it. We really do. I appreciate it. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option number 4. And by the way, many of you have been checking out there or through the direct website on the conference for business leaders in family business. You can check that out as well at our website or by going to familybusinessconference.com. All right. Again, we'll be back with our final program next time. I'm going to focus on the core of intentional living, getting very practical about the how-tos. Now, what do you do? How do we move away from, you know, theory? How do we move away from things that we learn that motivate us to what do we actually do? And we'll talk about that next time right here at Intentional Living. See you then.